And do you feel that in any way you abandoned him by naming him to the authorities?
You know, the point at which my wife Linda and I began to suspect that Ted was the Unabomber was just an incredible dilemma for the both of us and for me personally. At that point in my life, Ted and I had become estranged. He had actually estranged himself from the family, pushed us away. Mom, Dad, and I were all very concerned about Ted, but he had kind of shut a door on us. Communication was infrequent, but I never imagined that he could possibly be violent and hurt other people. When we read the Unabomber's manifesto in the Washington Post and began to suspect that Ted could be this person, we were facing just an agonizing dilemma. You know, on one hand, if we did nothing, you know, Ted perhaps was the Unabomber, a murderer who had killed people and was threatening to kill more. If we did nothing, there was a chance he might strike again, and that would be hard to live with. You know, we'd have the blood of some innocent person on our hands. On the other hand, if we turned Ted in, these were clearly capital crimes. The Unabomber was public enemy number one. There was a fair chance he would be executed, and it would be awful hard for me to live with, in effect, my brother's blood on my hands if he were executed. I remember Mom's words echoing in my mind at that point. You can never abandon your brother. And yet, if I did nothing, in effect, I would be abandoning him to this, to his illness, to his delusions, to, you know, a lifestyle that was intensely damaging to others, but had to be damaging to himself as well. Somebody had to step in and stop him.